Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Thursday, the 25th of September. Revised US second quarter GDP data is due for release. And as always, there will be accompanying inflation information in the form of the personal consumer deflator. There is little expectation of change from the earlier numbers. Although, given the unreliable nature of US economic data these days, no change is probably not that realistic, at least not as far as the details are concerned. The US second quarter was heavily distorted by policy, and there is likely to be a wild swing in the net export figures, because the US was importing massively in the first quarter, and then in the second quarter stopped importing to use up the inventories it had accumulated at the start of the year. Unfortunately, the fiction of annualization cannot cope with that, as it assumes that whatever happens in the past 3 months keeps on happening for an entire year. So this exaggerated the collapse in economic activity during the first quarter, and similarly it inflates the activity of the second quarter. Averaging the two probably gives a better idea of the momentum of the US economy. We also get US wholesale inventories data for August. Normally, this is the sort of number that only an economist could get enthusiastic about. But given the wild swings in inventory and their contribution to GDP volatility year to date, this may be worth glancing at in a bit more detail. In anticipation of trade tariffs, the wholesale part of the supply chain built up inventory, as the GDP data demonstrates in the first quarter. However, it was mainly the wholesale sector. Retail inventory patterns didn't really change. But wholesalers did not build inventory in a straightforward way across different sectors. Some wholesalers, like those in the computer sector, had abnormally high inventory surges in the first quarter. Some, like furniture, focused their inventory surge into March, and some, like metals, were building abnormal inventory levels in June. It's this sort of detailed knowledge that makes economists such fascinating conversationalists. The point about this is that the timing of pre-tariff inventory surges gives some idea as to the timing of price reactions. If there was an early stockpiling of pre-tariff inventory, which has now been used, price pressures are emerging. If inventory was stockpiled later, there is less chance of it having been used up already, and price pressures will occur later as well. Two media reports offer some insights into the complexities of the current global trading order. There are stories that the G7 and the European Union are looking to establish a price floor for rare earths, which are not in fact that rare, to encourage their production outside of China. This is all part of supply chain security. Meanwhile, the US support for Argentina allowed that country to remove export taxes earlier this week. That has encouraged China to buy more soybeans from Argentina, enabling China to continue its effective boycott of US-grown soybeans in its ongoing trade tensions with the US. US actions in one foreign policy area have consequences for other foreign policy areas. Continuing with the US theme, there are August durable goods orders, mildly interesting, and initial and continuing jobless claims. The labour market data may be high frequency, but it has assumed greater importance as the Fed has moved to prioritise the labour market over inflation. We'll also hear from some Fed speakers, including Governor Miron, whose somewhat inconsistent address to the New York Economic Club earlier this week has raised questions from economists about their economic vision. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.